Hey, this is Dang from the Comic Book Pit, and I'm coming at you with another audio boo. This time I was going to talk about X-Men First Class. I'm on my way to my old high school, my old alma mater, for the graduation ceremony for a friend of the family, and it reminded me that I had not yet talked about X-Men First Class. And I did see it opening night. In fact, I saw it with a relative who was visiting from out of town, and he wasn't, you know, he's not a comic book fan by any stretch of the imagination. He just loves to go to the movies. So we went and on opening night, and I tell you what, it was a really surprising experience. The theater we were in was, we got there just at the right time because as soon as we sat down, it filled up. And you could tell that not everyone there, well, I mean, I would assume that not everyone there was a diehard X-Men fan. But the, you know, for the amount of the applause that it got at certain points, it just seemed like everybody was really into the movie, and with good reason, because it was just really incredible. It was such a good rendition, or you know, a good retelling of the X-Men origin of the with Xavier and Magneto's relationship, and the origin of the X-Men, and that they took a big chance by making it a period piece, by setting it in the '60s and the. And it, with the backdrop of the Cold War and the Cuban Missile Crisis, and that you know the government had was just learning about mutants, and you got to see a young Magneto played by Michael Fassbender, and a young Xavier played by James McAvoy, and you know, and then the villain Sebastian Shaw played by Kevin Bacon, all three of these guys really. You could tell they were really enjoying the parts they were playing, and they really just did a great job with the material. And I think Fassbender as Eric Lencher, you know, as Magneto, I think he stole the show. I think he was incredible. And in fact, you know, I at one point, again, because it was taking place in the '60s, and before he meets up with Xavier and the rest of the mutants, he's kind of on this Nazi hunting mission. And, you know, at one point he's wearing looks like a skin diving suit, and he's got the knife strapped to his leg, and he's climbing onto this yacht. And I'm like, wow, he could be James Bond. I mean, it was really just a cool, you know, cool thing. Never really pictured him as, in that role, but that's, you know, if they ever decide to go that way, I would certainly look to him. But pleasantly surprised by the movie. After the last two mutant movies, X-Men 3, The Last Stand, and Wolverine, X-Men Origins Wolverine, you know, the mutant movies have kind of left a bad taste in my mouth. So when they first started promoting this movie, even after the first trailer, I was not very enthusiastic about seeing it. It wasn't until in the last month or so, they've been putting out new trailers, and I got more excited about seeing it because they were just showing a lot more of the universe that they were creating with this this period piece. And supposedly, well, the rumors are that there's going to be two more movies. I guess they're going to do the infamous trilogy. The next one is supposed to be set in the '70s, and I guess the one after that will be set in the '80s, so it'll continue to be period pieces. If they continue to get a good cast and keep Matthew Vaughn as the director, I think this franchise is looking at a really great resurgence. And just keep hoping for the best with the X-Men franchise. And if you haven't seen it yet, please go see it. Support this movie. It is really great. So that's all I have for X-Men First Class. This is Dang, and we'll talk to you later.